The sky is blue outside the KUOW studios, and we're expecting temperatures in the 70s today. When the weather gets warm like this, crow expert John Marsliff's phone starts ringing off the hook, and he hears stories like these.
I was wondering what's been going on for the past 2 weeks. Every time I go out into my backyard, there's a crow out there that's squawking at me and chasing me down. I usually have a great relationship with the birds, but I don't like this one.
I'm a mailman for Seattle, and talking about crows. I've had crows literally come down and peck me in the head, try to land on my head, try to scare me. Another one pecked me in the eyebrow. I've even dropped the mail and, believe it or not, ran.
I live in the Green Lake area, and I can hardly leave the house, either the front or the back. I walk my dog a couple of times a day, and every time I walk out, they first dive bomb her. Then they dive on me. I was nearly in tears the other day because they won't stop. I've tried wearing different hats, changing my route, but they simply will not leave us alone. I should be able to leave my house.
Why are crows targeting these people? Crow expert John Marsliff has the answer. He told Jeannie Yandel crow dive bombing is actually seasonal.
Yeah, there's definitely a seasonality to this interaction, and it really peaks about now when the young crows are just starting to leave the nest on their own. And the parents are watching over them, and the young aren't very good at flying and hiding yet, so they come in close contact with people, and the parents respond to that.
So if I'm a pedestrian and I get dive-bombed by a crow this time of year, what is a crow thinking as it's dive-bombing me?
I think the adult crow that's dive-bombing you is thinking that its kid is in harm's way, and it views you as a predator or a potential threat to that young. And so it's diving at you to try to get you to move on and leave that area.
What happens when crows are cawing really loudly? I feel like I'm hearing that a lot more this time of year as well. They're just a lot more vocal.
Yeah, that's a really great observation. They're probably vocal in two ways. One, the parents could be vocalizing again in a scolding manner to try to, again, attract attention to a potential threat and kind of muster an army to move you away. Also, probably the more conspicuous noise you hear this time of year are the young actually begging. And so they give a more of a high-pitched, go on and on and on like that. And that's a signal to the parents, I'm hungry, I'm over here, bring me some food.
Is there any real danger to humans when these dive bombs happen?
There's not a lot of danger. They can occasionally scratch you. They hit you with their feet, not with their bill. They don't land on you and peck your eyes out or anything like that. But they will strafe you, and sometimes they do cause a scalp wound.
One of the things that I learned before you and I started talking is that you actually get emails all the time from people who have encounters with crows who might get smacked on the head by their feet or something like that. What kinds of stories are you hearing this time of year?
Well, it's exactly that. You know, it's a story. I stepped outside of my yard and a crow hit me from behind. The other kind of thing people ask is they often think when they do see the young bird that it's injured because it can't fly very well. Well, it may be, but I doubt it. Most of the time, the young birds are just not well feathered yet and they can't fly fully. And they spend a lot of time resting. So the best thing in that case is not to do what so many people want to do, and that's help the bird. That's the worst thing really to do at this time. Best thing is to let the parents go ahead and care for those young so that the young grow up with their parents in that society, which is very important for crows. Maybe you could move the bird into a little safer position if it's in the road, for example, or if it's very young, the feathers are very small, you might even put it in a hanging flower basket and hang it up in the tree where you think the nest was.
So maybe move the young crow to a safer place. But other than that, do not bother the young crows.
I would really, the first thing would be don't bother it. If you really think it's in harm's way, move it. If you move it, however, I would give you one caveat, and that is I'd either use an umbrella or I'd put a big hat on so that the crows don't see you as the person doing this. Because when you pick up that young, it's going to squawk and the parents are going to identify you as a danger and they are going to hold that memory for years to come.
I'm talking with John Marsliff. He's a professor at the School of Environmental and Forestry Sciences at the University of Washington. He's also an expert on crows. And so we're talking with him about what appears to be, for lack of a better phrase, crow dive bombing season. What other strategies would you suggest for people who are getting bombed right now by crows?
Yeah, there's a couple of strategies, and they can kind of go from the just ignore it, it will pass sort of strategy to changing your walking routine. If you happen to be walking by an intersection or a tree where there's a nest, that's going to be predictably, you're going to get bombed there. So if you can adjust your path, that's great. If you can't, like if it's right outside your front door or a restaurant, an umbrella works really well. The other thing is if you can see the birds around, if you're just aware and you're looking for the adults, if you face them, they won't come at you. They'll only come from behind. So turn around and look at them. And then if you really want to get creative and weird, you can put a mask on the back of your head so it looks like you've got eyes in the back of your head. And then I don't think the birds would come at you in that respect either. You know, your neighbors might wonder what the heck you're doing, but you'd probably be pretty safe from the birds.
So we've talked a lot about what's happening between crows and humans right now and why it's happening. But in the grand scheme of things, how do you think these interactions inform the way we think about crows?
That's a great question. I mean, they definitely affect our perception of these birds. Either we think of them as very evil now because they're coming after me, and it kind of harkens back to the birds movie sort of scene. But this sort of interaction with any wildlife where we live or work or play, these are the kind of interactions that shape our ethic towards animals in general, wildlife in general. And when they do the safe and nice and curious thing, it's great. But they're also out there trying to live and survive. And sometimes that collides with us, and that can definitely bring a negative light on them. And I would just ask people, you know, to really consider that, understand what the bird's doing. They're being good parents. And that should give you a more respect for the bird rather than just being upset with, oh, it's a nuisance. It's, you know, it struck me on the head a little bit this time. So they're doing what nature has programmed them to do.
John Marsluff is a crow expert and a professor at the University of Washington School of Environmental and Forestry Sciences. He spoke with Jeannie Andel.